Breaking news today on Secula as the FBI, nice of them, returned President Trump's seized passports.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secula. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secula.
You gotta like the letter, the FBI. They couldn't drop it off themselves, by the way, because they're not big enough agency. They had to make the president's legal team, which, by the way, doesn't sound like a trap, too. Like a Jim Comey-style trap. Just come by our FBI office.
Yeah,
our
WFO, yeah, Washington Field Office.
Come pick up three passports. One was expired. One was like a pre-presidential passport, and I guess one is a post-presidential diplomatic passport. Which was accidentally seized by the team that was supposed to be making sure they didn't accidentally seize private documents that were not granted under the search warrant. But of course, somehow that team, I mean, this is the FBI's own words, says that their team was put in place who are these filter agents that were the ones that are already, I guess, didn't do a good job because they took the attorney-client documents. But also, these were the people they're blaming for taking the passports. To what I think this underscores, too, is this was a warrant that we're not supposed to issue in the United States, which is you're not supposed to have these general warrants where you can go through and take whatever you want. And then after the fact say, oh, yeah, here you go. Sorry about that. This is not a piece of paper either. This is something, again,
they knew exactly,
a stack of passports.
They knew exactly what they had the moment they had them. Now, what's interesting to me is this is according to the letter. So they take three of the former president's passports, and they say that they were filter agents that were there that did this. So the filter agents, you would have thought, would have known, we probably shouldn't be taking passports because that has nothing to do with this warrant. But nevertheless, Andy, they do. They take these three passports, as Jordan said, and one is his active diplomatic passport, former President Trump's. And what they do then is hold on to it for a week. Then they notify the lawyers, oh, at 2 o'clock today, you can come by and pick them up. We took these. Sorry.
Well, there's no excuse for that whatsoever. An FBI agent, filter or otherwise, knows what a United States passport is. And they know that it is not evidence of any of the crimes alleged to have been committed as a basis for the search warrant, which deals with presidential classified documents, allegedly, mutilation or destruction of documents, secreting documents, hiding them. How in the world is a passport in court going to be evidence of any of the commission, allegedly, of those criminal offenses? It's not. It's overreaching, and it is in the nature of a general search warrant that is prohibited by the Constitution and laws of the United States. And yes, the agents knew better and should have known better. This is overreaching, nothing less.
Andy, you said something very important here, and that general search warrants, in other words, go in and check everything kind of search warrants, are prohibited under law. Courts don't issue those. Yet here, it seems like if they swooped up in this whole process the passports, you wonder what else has been taken here.
Well, that's exactly right, Jay. This did turn out to be a general search warrant. They just spent the day there going through the documents that the president has or had in his house, as well as his safe and everything else, seeing what they would like and pick and choose. That's exactly what was abhorrent to the founders of the United States, the drafters of the Constitution. We knew what general search warrants are from English law, and we knew that the king did not have the right to come into the house, and that in order for the king to come to the house, he had to go to a judge and get a reason for coming in, and it had to be very proscribed and limited in nature and not just a general, let's go through and see what we can find and what we like, and if we don't like it or we shouldn't have taken it, we'll give it back.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you got questions about how this would happen, if you have still continued questions about the raid on the president and what happens next, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. There on our homepage, you'll find out a lot about the work that we're doing at the ACLJ, even work that we don't get to cover on this broadcast. You can also support our work, be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
At At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
This email's from yesterday, 10:49 in the morning. Hey, we've learned that the filter agents, they seized three passports belonging to President Trump. Two expired, one active. We're returning them, but they don't actually return them. I love that the FBI, even in a situation where they screw up, you have to go to them. They don't drop it off. No, you've got to go to their field office, which to me, in this whole situation, they play it off like this is like no big deal. They just raided a guy's house. Former president of the United States take an unprecedented step in our history, and they just act like this is normal business that they took his three passports.
Yeah, and by the way, now we have a letter from the Republicans that are on the Judiciary Committee, and they will be probably the majority of the – they will be – Jim Jordan will probably be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to Chris Wray, specifically focusing in on Andy – the actions that were taken and the documents that were taken is basically a preservation letter. It says all documents and communications referring or relating to the executive branch search warrant on President Trump's residence, all documents and communications referring or relating to a decision to seek a search warrant for the president's residence, goes on to say all documents and communications between the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the National Archives. So basically what we have here is a marker being laid down by the ranking member. He's not the majority. He's not the chairman yet. The ranking member of the committee saying, hey, when we're in power, we're going to get answers to this.
Well, Jay, isn't it sad that the Congress of the United States, the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, soon hopefully to be the chairman, isn't it sad that he's got to send a letter to the Department of Justice, FBI, telling them, don't destroy documents and information, preserve it because we're going to need it for our investigation. It's sad that he's got to put them on notice not to destroy, mutilate, conceal, abandon, and screw up documents that we may want for purposes of oversight, investigation, and legislation. I've got to put you on notice because I don't trust you not to destroy those documents, so I've got to send you a preservation letter. Yeah. Just as if we're in private litigation. Yep. Because I don't have any confidence in your integrity. Well, exactly what he's telling Chris Wray.
But they have reason to do that. I mean, I think Congress is right here. And the reason they have to do this is that in the Mueller probe, if people will remember, when it came to getting Peter Strzok's phone and some of the other and the FBI lawyer's phone for evidence, they wiped him clean. They said, oh, they were turned in, we wiped them clean, and we don't keep any records. Knowing the Strzok thing was under investigation by the Inspector General's office and was an issue within the context of the whole Russia investigation, the Mueller probe anyways, they got rid of documents. They said, oh, we don't have that, and they couldn't find Lisa Page's phone. Been reissued. So there's a reason they're asking for this, Andy, and that is past history shows you better put this in writing.
I agree with that, Jay. I agree with that totally. But I am saying to you, isn't it sad that we've got to do that?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have to do it to preserve and protect the integrity of the documents, hopefully. But isn't it a sad comment on our government that we have got to do that for fear, because of past actions, that they have destroyed those documents? That's what's pitiful here.
All right, folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You know, we saw on YouTube, it feels like just a fishing expedition. But, and when you see items like this, whether it's the executive privilege documents, whether it is attorney-client privilege documents, or just passports, which were not mentioned at all in the warrant at all. It wasn't
taken by the tank team.
Taken by the people who are supposed to be looking for the info they're not supposed to take. I mean, That alone doesn't even make sense as a sentence.
I mean, think about that, what Jordan just said. So evidently they had a filter team on site, Andy, that was to make sure that documents that are attorney-client privilege, documents that are outside the scope of this, documents that might be executive privilege, are not taken. This is the admission of the letter. The letter email from the Department of Justice to the lawyers for President Trump say very clearly, we have learned that the filter agents, so these are the agents that are supposed to know the difference between what you take and what you don't take, seize three passports belonging to President Trump, two expired, one being his active diplomatic port, and we're now ready to return them, and they will be ready for pickup at the Washington field office at 2 o'clock. That's so interesting to me about this is the team that's supposed to be in there to know the difference between what you take and what you don't take, what you look at, what you don't look at. The Trump lawyers have asked, not a court, but they've asked in a letter for the Department of Justice to agree to a special master to review these materials, including attorney-client privilege. Because remember, just yesterday it was reported that attorney-client material was also picked up by the filter team. And yet the Department of Justice, of course, they don't want to have a special master. They want to have three different sets of their own eyes on this.
Right. Some filter team, by the way, Jay, you send in a filter team because they're supposedly trained in what is sensitive, what is attorney-client privilege, what is outside the search warrant's terms, and the filter team can't even make a decision that is correct and in accordance with the law. They're supposed to be the trained agents that knows what you're supposed to take and what you're not supposed to take, as if the warrant wasn't enough to tell you that, and the filter team passes on the seizure of passports. Now, how in the world can you justify that? What kind of filter team is that? What kind of idiots are put on a filter team that don't know a passport is not the evidence of the crime alleged in the search warrant?
All right, folks. Again, we continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Justin in California on line 3. Hey, Justin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a comment and a question here. So it seems like there's no line the left will not cross. We see it happen again and again and again, and it's clearly not going to stop, whether it be abortion or other issues. Real quick, my question is, what happens next to President Trump, and what are his options legally? This is the antithesis of liberty and justice for all. If they can do this to a former president, then they can do it to any political opponent. It's really scary stuff, guys.
No, it is. And, you know, the next actions actually should be taken or should have been taken by his lawyers. And Andy and I talked about this on the first day this search warrant was out, and that is the first thing that would be done is you would file, in this case, because the judge is compromised himself, the judge that signed the search warrant recused himself from a civil case involving President Trump and former Secretary of State Clinton. So former President Trump, former Secretary of State Clinton, civil litigation going on there, gets assigned to this judge, Reinhart. He says, no, I can't do this. I'm recused from it because it will appear that I have bias, so I'm not going to do it. But then the same judge who bounces out of on his own motion a civil case signs a search warrant involving one of the parties that he said he's biased against. So so right there you file a motion to quash the subpoena. That means stop the subpoena. Then you file a motion to exclude the evidence to say this evidence doesn't get to be admitted. And Unfortunately, Andy, from what I've seen so far, inexplicable to me, but there may be some reason, I don't know, that has not been done. But that's what you would do.
There is a provision in the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. It's called a motion for return of property. It was used on me when I was U.S. attorney in Atlanta many times by defense lawyers. It is pretrial because there isn't a proceeding that you can move to quash or exclude evidence. But you basically say, judge, they went beyond what the warrant said and took property of the president, former president here, that was not to be taken because it was not part of the warrant, nor could it be reasonably construed to have been part of the warrant as an instrumentality or fruit of those documents. I want it returned. Where are those lawyers seeking a return of the property? Nowhere to be found.
That's the inexplicable in all of this. Now, I don't, again, maybe there's something we don't know, but that's, so it's not like the president, former president doesn't have recourse. He does, just has, lawyers have to be making those calls.
Yeah, and so I think, again, as people have questions about, you know, where does this go next, it kind of feels like there's this endless, right, because it's not like the A to B, and then you've got all these documents in between. So we'll take your calls, your questions, 1-800-684-3110.
You know, there's an interesting comment by Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, talking about, because Merrick Garland, you know, took ownership of this. And now he's taking ownership, I guess, of taking the president's passports and of this no special master. I think he's taking ownership of all. But here's what Jonathan Turley said.
I wrote a piece in USA Today talking about the shrinking stature of Merrick Garland for this reason. This is not the first controversy where he seems absent without leave. He has had repeated opportunities in these controversies to take modest steps to assure the public that the department is acting in an apolitical way.
I mean, I agree. I think he looks like a guy being pushed around. He's similar to Biden, is that he gets put in situations by his staff, by liberal, by the liberal advisors, and then he's not exactly sure what to do, and so he takes full ownership to sound tough. For 2 years, they wanted to get rid of him, the liberals. They thought he was ineffective. I think he may have just made the decision, okay, let the crazies run it. I'll take the praise from the left. Remember, from the left, you do have to get outside of your box to view that they think all this is happening is wonderful. They think this is great. And they want it to continue. They don't think this has gone far enough. They want to see the president handcuffed. That's their ultimate goal. Handcuffed, put in prison, convicted of crimes. They just don't know what the crimes are. Remember we played all those bites? He's guilty of what? I don't want to talk to you anymore. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Seculum. After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Back to Secular. We are taking your phone calls too. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about this throughout. I mean, the idea here that the FBI sends a letter to Donald Trump and his attorney saying, and by the way, we took your passports, two which were active, one which would put what during presidency gets a diplomatic passport, and I guess his previous passport's still active. And by the way, sorry we took these, but you can come pick them up. Like, they don't have enough people to drop them off. Which, again, puts you in a situation where you have to think twice because you're walking into their building where they're in control. And, again, the recklessness of how this was done. First, I feel like if this was a mob boss, they wouldn't make these mistakes because they're dealing with politics. And in when they start dealing with politics, they are goofy.
No, it's like they don't work.
Have the same set of rules. So. Right. You would think you would be overly cautious here. So if you have a filter team actually out in the field, usually filter teams are not necessarily in the field, but they can be. But if you have a filter team in the field, you wouldn't have thought they would have taken the man's passport, the former president of the United States, or maybe the legal documents too. But nevertheless, they did.
Right. You would have thought that they would have been exercising their discernment at the time where they were acquiring the documents. Obviously, they didn't. They didn't exercise any discernment at that time. They just grabbed anything they wanted, whether it complied with the warrant or not, and then they took it back and decided later, oh, we've got passports, so we better return those.
Whoops. You can come by our office, like you said, Jordan. You can come by our office and pick it up.
Yeah, the media tried to mock it on this. This is another time the media takes the side of the FBI. And then you get the document from the FBI, and they are admitting that they took passports. So I don't know. The liberal media, every time they try to play up and protect these FBI officials, first of all, the FBI officials are disgusting. Let's just go through. Peter Strzok should be ashamed of himself. He shouldn't be on TV. He should be ashamed of himself.
Andrew McCabe?
Again, fired, pension gone for leaking classified documents. They should be ashamed. There should not be a place for them to work. They should be in the unemployment line. I mean, legitimately. These were our people that on paper were smart, who totally abused power, and yet they're able to go on television and spout off about Donald Trump and search warrants. They're so obsessed still. And listen, they ruined their careers. Donald Trump didn't ruin their careers. They ruined their careers because they tangled with a guy who was much smarter than them and much tougher than them. And to this day, there's not many people who could go with a police raid into their home and be as tough as Donald Trump. Most people be freaking out.
Yeah.
That's what I think they seized on. Is they think that they don't realize that you're dealing with somebody who's operating, at 20 miles per hour faster than you are.
Yeah, well, no question. Listen, we've got some new breaking news also on the pro-life front. You know, a lot of these trigger laws have been going into effect since the Dobbs decision. So, Cece, let's first explain to everybody what the trigger laws are, because this is important for people to understand. Dobbs comes out, reverses Roe versus Wade. States had things ready to go.
Right. So a trigger law basically says when Roe v. Wade is overturned, we're ready to say that our state doesn't recognize a right to abortion either. So in Idaho, they have a trigger law that's set to go into effect August 25th that bans all abortions, but does provide exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. And what's interesting in Idaho is that Planned Parenthood sued Idaho over this trigger law and a heartbeat law and another law. But they did it in the state Supreme Court. So the state Supreme Court tells Planned Parenthood, we're not going to grant your stay because we don't think you're going to succeed on the merits. So There's not a likelihood.
The standard there is you have to have likelihood to succeed on the merits to get these kind of stays. The Supreme Court of Idaho says, we don't think you meet that standard.
Right. So on August, in comes the Department of Justice once again, because they're going to say, well, if Planned Parenthood's not going to win, we're going to take up their cause and we're going to now sue in the federal district court and we're going to sue on this trigger law and we're going to claim that it violates the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which is an act that requires that hospitals receiving Medicare funds provide stabilizing medical treatment without regard to a patient's ability to pay. So basically what they're saying is if an indigent woman comes in, you have to provide an abortion to stabilize her if that's what she wants, which is ridiculous because there is an exception for the life of the mother. But this is DOJ taking up Planned Parenthood's cause because Planned Parenthood is going to fail.
But this is where the Department of Justice is putting their money and emphasis. You know, go raid the former president of the United States house over documents, and at the same time, go sue Idaho because they passed a law consistent with their constitution, consistent with the Supreme Court case saying there is no right to abortion under Roe versus Wade. The case is United States of America versus the state of Idaho, and we're filing our brief, which I'm holding in my hands. I don't know if we have a copy we can put up on the screen. Well, we got it on the screen now because I'm holding it. And we're filing this brief tomorrow. So your American Center for Law and Justice went to work immediately on this. But isn't it a dichotomy that the Department of Justice, how they're deploying Jordan their resources right now, go after the pro-life citizens, pro-life groups, pro-life laws, and while we're going after people, let's throw a subpoena over there at the former president of the United States.
Yeah, and I think that, again, it shows their priorities, and it's all politics. So from the top, going after the president of the United States, to going after at Idaho because of pro-life legislation, which is going to be happening across the country, and taking up Planned Parenthood's fight for them. When Planned Parenthood fails, we'll come in for you. This is where they're using the resources. They want more resources because they got to make more audits, right? So they got to put in more IRS agents with AR-15s coming to your house, which is on their website. I mean, you know, literally, the fact that that's on their website.
We're going to talk about that later in the program.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, the IRS and deadly force.
Scary.
They're supposed to get money back. They're not supposed to. It's not supposed to be like.
And be prepared to use it. Lethal force.
Again. It's all about we literally talk about weaponizing all these agencies.
They're literally doing it.
And they are. And they try to get you to say, you know what, I got to just step away. This is too much for me. I don't want to mess with my business. I just won't get involved. I won't speak up. I won't vote. I won't tell other people how I vote or encourage other people to support the candidates I support. Anything they can do to get you to stop talking, to silence and be afraid to sit on your hands. They're trying all of those strategies. So whether it's going after the state, going after the individual president, and that whole idea, which they love the idea of you thinking, see, if we can do it to him, what can we do to you? I mean, if this is what we can do to him, how could they ruin your life? You don't have the resources of Donald Trump. And few people do. So, again, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-30. What do you want to take?
One more.
Ronald in South Carolina on line 3.
Hi, hey, Ronald. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I think Jordan hit on it last week concerning legalities from a caller, and that is this. I think that you think that it might be a strategy of the left to disqualify Trump from running in the presidential election.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question, personally.
Yeah, I think they would like to. I mean, if you say legally disqualify, I don't think they have the ability to do that. I think the Constitution is clear on the qualifications, and all those laws that exist that say otherwise are just that. And that's why they've never been enforced at that level. And I think Congress would actually be giving up more power by even trying to enforce it because the Supreme Court would likely come back and say, no, you can't add qualifications. You can't have substantive qualifications to the requirements to run for president. But you can try to scare people off from supporting someone by holding up the idea that at any moment they could be arrested, which was not the operating practice previously. So you get second half hour coming up. Support the work of the ACLJ. We have our matching challenge. That's at aclj.org. You can double the impact of your donation at aclj.org through our matching challenge. The entire month, we got that group of donors that will match all of your donations that come through. But you are the trigger. You are what causes that match. aclj.org. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.